actually thankful you have a recorder.
Okay, good.
Because just talking out there, people take what you say.
I would only quote people accurately.
Okay.
Accuracy is very important.
So anyway, your question was of what again?
So you said you're going to be a no vote on the bill?
Yeah.
And is the reasoning because it doesn't go far enough in banning abortion?
Yeah, and so, yes, however, it's not just, it doesn't go far enough in banning abortion. In my opinion, it legalizes abortion. It protects a woman's right to kill another human being. There's nothing in the bill that prohibits really anything. Now other people are going to say, but if it takes, if there's a heartbeat there, then they can't. It's like, what are the consequences if you do it? Nothing. There's zero consequences. The doctor is going to have his license reviewed. By who? A medical board with pro-abortion and pro-Planned Parenthood people on it? There's never going to be a punishment for anybody in this bill. And so, I can't honestly vote for what I see as actually the legalization of abortion in this state. And so, you're not saying something that's not accurate when you're saying it doesn't go far enough. But this is just like the Holocaust or chattel slavery. We wouldn't say that, this person can be enslaved and this person can't. The same argument for abortion is the same argument people used in the 1800s for slavery. My property, my choice, and slavery, don't own a slave. And it's the Christian abolitionist that came along and said, you can't do that to another person because God says. We all have our arbitrary standards. If there's no standard, then nobody's right or wrong. I would not vote for the bill based on the fact that I think it's iniquitous, because I think abortion is the murder of another human being, and God says we can't do it.
Do you have any idea how many of your colleagues on the Republican side are going to vote no today?
To be honest with you, I don't.
Okay.
I really don't.
All right.
I mean, you hear rumors, but I wouldn't want to be on record endorsing a rumor.
Of course.
I think that there will be others that don't vote for it that are Republicans, but I don't know exactly who.
Do you plan to speak during the debate?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I think, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I want to say that whatever I say during debate would always be truthful and articulate and understandable. And so I want to be a good communicator. And if I can't come up with something that I think is going to be communicated well, I'm not afraid to stand up and share my convictions with anybody.
Right.
Obviously, I'm talking to you.
Right.
But I just want to make sure that I'm articulating myself well,
mm-hmm.
and I'm forming my convictions well, and I haven't quite done that quite yet.
Got it. So. Okay, well, thank you for taking the time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, anytime.
Yeah, you can keep that.
Thank you. Yep.